وَمَنْ يُعَلِّمْ شَرَعَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So whoever honors the symbols of Allah, that's out of the taqwa in his heart. Now, this example that I want to share with you is that Hafsa had immense respect for the Qur'an, and he had immense respect for the mushaf, right, the physical copy of the Qur'an. Quite often, if a student had a mushaf that was in need of repair, Hafsa was at the forefront of repairing it. And one example was that he encouraged his students, like if you think of a madrasa environment, everyone sitting on the floor, there's a desk, the Qur'an's on the desk at the bottom, he would advise his students to walk in small strides, slowly, in order for their feet not to rise up above those desks, so that, you know, the mushaf is always above their feet. SubhanAllah.
Yes.
These are some of the saintly qualities, and, you know, we make dua for Hafsa. We honestly, we really do miss him. We make shukr unto Allah for blessing us with Hafsa's presence, for allowing him to develop us as young boys. His nature crafted our ideologies, our mannerisms, our work ethic, and many other aspects of our lives. We make dua that Allah elevate him and unite us with him in the Akhirah.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much for your time, Hafizab.
Jazakallah.
Ameen, inshaAllah. I have a message here from Mawlana Abdurrahman Goga, the co-imam in the neighbor. He says, I wish to mention 5 points. The hadith that all Muslim is the one, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, that a Muslim, a true believer, is that being of which the others are absolutely safe from any harm of his tongue and his hand, and Hafizab embodied this to the T. The other one, he says that a mu'min man aminahu an-nas ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim, that a true believer is that one whom the people are saved with regards to their wealth and with regards to their life. Hafizab always respected the wealth of others. The third point, Mawlana Abdurrahman Goga says, Hafizab was a model of punctuality. The fourth thing he says, although he did not give the Jummah bayans, he used to give many ideas and topics that were relevant for the community and the Muslim at large. And the last example, Mawlana Abdurrahman Goga says, an example of the best neighbor that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised, and this was Hafisa. He said, my final words, he was an unsung hero of our time, and most definitely, sorry, Mawlana Abdul Rashid Goga, and he was most definitely with regards to that, an embodiment of this, and the sentiments are coming. We have one more guest on the line before we take the last, we ask Mawlana Shakir to wrap up, and that we have Mawlana Suleiman Bamji. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum. Mawlana Suleiman, assalamu alaikum. Okay, maybe Mawlana Suleiman is not yet on, inshallah ta'ala. Mawlana Shakir, just wrapping up, I just want to just maybe give a brief background of what some of the listeners have said, as well as yourself, and some of the messages. It is said that Mawlana was born in 1960 in Ladysmith. In 1971, Mawlana started his hifz. For about 2.5 years, Mawlana completed there at Mawlana Ismail Katrada, Mawlana completed under him. And thereafter, Mawlana went to study in Tarkeshwar for a while, Falahi Darain. Thereafter, Mawlana spent some time in Darulum Dioban as well, about 2 years. When Mawlana returned, he started in Denhauser, and thereafter subsequently moved to the Mountain Rise Masjid in Pietermaritzburg. One of Mawlana's students, and thereafter co-imam as well, Mawlana Ahmad, was saying that he would actually stay at Mawlana's place in Denhauser, as well as in Pietermaritzburg, just so that he was able to complete his hifz. Mawlana Jusuf also said sometimes his classes would go till 12 o'clock at night. And he says, I remember the incident Mawlana Shoaib was mentioning, Mawlana Jusuf was mentioning, that Mawlana took me out of the swimming pool, he whacked me, and thereafter he took me to the hifz class. And obviously that was Mawlana's dedication towards the Quran al-Kareem. Mawlana's nephew also made mention with regards to Mawlana's respect, and perhaps one noteworthy thing for us, the fact that being in the imam, the fact that being the ustad of the hifz class, he would clean the hifz class himself, and he would make sure that the hifz class was kept clean, sometimes to the effect that he would also bring a vacuum cleaner from home. And this was some of his qualities that he had. Mawlana Ahmad Aku says, 24 years of consecutive imamat, absenteeism could be counted with a hand, and he was never late. Mawlana Suleiman Bamji, we have you back on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Mawlana Suleiman, assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me, Mawlana?
Ji, we can hear you loud and clear, Mawlana. Your input to this evening's program, Mawlana.
Jazakallah, Mawlana, for having me and giving us the opportunity.
What a pleasure, Morana. We have a few minutes. If Morana can just tell the listeners of your experience with Hafizab, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, I was very, very fortunate in the last 2 or 3 years to have spent some time in the company of Hafizab. And from the point of view with regards to the Musallis, I would like to mention one thing that I found which left an indelible impression on my heart and on the hearts of many, is that whoever Hafizab came into contact with, he touched every person in a different way. Many of the Musallis will come up to me, and each one would mention a different incident in the life of Hafizab. Sometimes maybe it was just a smile, sometimes just a salam, etc., or sometimes a few kind words. In fact, there was one Musalli that because of the traffic, he couldn't make it for the Janaza Salah. He was stuck in traffic, and it just hurt him quite a bit, and he mentioned this. He said that just few days when he was in hospital, Hafizab had come to visit him. So these were the little things that Hafizab would do in the lives of others that left an indelible impression on those that he came into contact with. Another thing that really impressed me in my little stay that I had with Hafizab was he was an extremely humble person. I'm much, much more younger than Hafizab, you know, and actually I would say I could be fit to be his son as well.
Yeah.
But really he would interact with me in such a humble manner, in such a humble way, that actually would make me feel shy at times. His dedication to deen was such that in the morning when we have a tafsir program, etc., he would actually sit with the Quran Sharif open and following the tafsir in that particular manner as well. Now, alhamdulillah, we've spoken a lot about Hafizab's commitment, dedication, but there's something that I've learned from his life, and I'm sure many would share the sentiment as well. One was he was extremely dedicated, but over and above that, Maulana, he was extremely passionate. Whatever he did, whether it was his teaching, and now, you know, it's being the month of, we are coming closer to the months of Hajj and Qurban, etc. So, obviously, I had the relationship with Hafizab in terms of being my co-imam. We worked together, alhamdulillah. And I also had the good opportunity and good fortune of being his neighbor. Obviously, me being much more younger, I have younger children, etc. So you can imagine the noise and whatever have you. But never a day did Hafizab, forget about complain, never a day did he even frown or, you know, show some sort of, you know, discomfort on his face, etc. Actually, the children in the neighborhood, the children in the area, all quite close to him as well. But when it comes to passion for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that being the close to the days of Qurbani, our last few moments with Hafizab, it was the Saturday prior to his passing away. So myself, my son, and Maulana Zahir Hansa, his nephew, and Hafizab's grandson as well, little Yusuf, that we always, whenever I was mentioning to Yusuf's father as well, whenever we see him, it brings memories of Hafizab, because we always picture that, you know, Hafizab moving with his grandson, sitting with him in the masjid, etc. So we went to see some Qurbani sheep, etc. And the passion with which he would carry out this amal, this great amal of deen, that he would go see the animals, inspect the animals, and we would do Qurbani here in our yard at the back. And he would go to such levels that carrying out this great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the children in the neighborhood, even the children in the different homes, etc., all of them would partake, and he would assist, he would gladly show them, he would guide, etc. And he made the Qurbani this great amal. He really put the love of this amal in all of our hearts, and he made this such a beautiful action, such a beautiful part of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made us look forward to it. That is, there was still like about 2 to 2.5 months to Qurbani, but yet there was this eagerness, etc. When Maulana had passed away, so Fataziyat, his ustad, had come, and his ustad is amongst the senior ulama of the country as well. Katrada Sahib, Allah Pak, give him long life and afiyat. Maulana had mentioned that he found the 3 exceptional qualities in Hafizab. And he said that, you know, a person to make khidmat of deen in one place for 24 years, and for so many years he's serving Quran, so many students have completed by him, etc. He said that he found 3 things. This is a quick summary of what Maulana Katrada had mentioned. He said 3 exceptional qualities he found in Hafizab. One was that he had great respect for his parents. We find even Hafizab's mother, rahimahumullah, fala kabaru nur, towards the end of her life as well, Hafizab made a lot of khidmat for her. And he mentioned that he personally witnessed the respect that Hafizab had for his father.
Okay.
And He said Hafiz Saab was very dedicated to his studies. And he said the third thing he found in Hafiz Saab that, in his opinion, took him to great levels was that he was extremely humble. And this is something that all the Musallis, wherever you meet, everybody would share the same sentiment that indeed Hafiz Saab was a very, very humble human being. And I would just like to end off, or rather say, this is what I would take from the life of Hafiz Saab. And if we all could bring this in our lives, myself first of all, that live to serve. This was Hafiz Saab. He would always be in the khidmat of others. One more point I would just mention, as a neighbor, whenever we would have a dawah, or whenever we would have ulama at the house, etc., and we would invite Hafiz Saab, we always would come. Alhamdulillah, we would always be part of the ulama fraternity. And here, one amazing thing that I really learned from him was, he wouldn't just simply ask you, Maulana, do you need anything? You know, many times we would ask, do you need? He would just come. Many times he would, whether it was drinks or whether it was dessert, whatever it was, he would just bring it without any questions. And he would serve the people, you know, he would make it so much easier for myself. So we love to serve, always be humble, and dedicate ourselves personally to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think these three statements can summarize the life of Hafiz Saab. We make dua Allah ta'ala, elevate his stages, inshallah, and keep the good work that he did alive till Qiyamah, inshallah.
Jazakallah so much more. Maulana Shakir Saab, we had such a program, we just got about a minute and a half. Your closing remarks on the life of your uncle, perhaps an ustad also as well?
Maulana, in fact, I had about 10 points, and didn't get a chance to mention any of them. Some of those points were discussed by the guests.
Just
two things I want to quickly end off.
Sure, Maulana.
One is, you may have heard that there was a student of Hafiz Saab who had a few pages left to finish the Quran. Actually, a few days after Hafiz Saab had passed away, we had the completion of the Quran, and it was a happy and a sad occasion also that Hafiz Saab, you know, wasn't there to witness the completion. But for myself, and I even mentioned this to Maulana Suleiman Bamji Saab, that my mind went to the words of Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali in Ma'riful Quran. I mean, after completing the tafsir of Surah Bani Israel, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali has a footnote in Ma'riful Quran. And he mentioned that he has now completed 75 years of his life, and you know, at this time the thought of writing a tafsir, etc., is very far. But then he mentioned some golden words when he mentioned that when it comes to the service of the Quran, when something is done in the name of the Quran, no matter how insignificant it becomes for a servant of Allah, a matter of good fortune and honor. And he mentioned that this now drove me to continue and start the tafsir of Surah Kahf. And he mentions there that the purpose and the object is not to finish the Quran, but the purpose is to consume one's years and energy into the Quran.
Allah,
so this is what I take, that Hafiz Saab have finished that student, but he finished his life in the service of the Quran Kareem. And Maulana, I would like to just end off with one more thing quickly.
Sure.
And that is the Hafiz Saab's display picture on WhatsApp, you know, we can take this as a lesson for all of us looking at the life that he led, and whatever we are speaking of him, how highly we are speaking of him today. Hafiz Saab's WhatsApp profile picture was a message that we need to constantly ask ourselves this question: is what I am doing today getting me closer to where I want to be tomorrow?
Allahu Akbar.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate Hafiz Saab stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all his khidmat, and Allah ta'ala grant us also the ability of following.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much, Maulana Shakir, my colleague and friend also, Maulana Shakir Hansa. Jazakallah for Maulana Ahmed Akku, he's been arranging the whole thing behind the scenes. Obviously, if there was more time, we would like to have got more guests as well as more points. Inshallah, we should try and make time in the future again. Next week, inshallah, we have confirmed, inshallah, we will try with the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak with Maulana Abdullah Kapodrawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the ustad of many that are here, senior ustad of our area, of the world as well. We have two ustads that have agreed, inshallah, pending their availability, and obviously if nothing else comes about, they will come on. There is some of the programs also that we had, inshallah. We will try and just make sure that we could listen to it and take out some of the points that were there as well. There's some jalsas that are happening. We will try and see, inshallah, if we can take some points. And inshallah, like that, we hope to relive the teachings of those that are or those that have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill all the qabrs with nur. May Allah grant them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah overlook all their shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that each one of us can be a means of sadqah jariyah for them. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.